Eruption of Mount St. Helens by Lauren Tarshis is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was diving into Mount St. Helens lakes, fishing for trout in its streams, and hiked its winding trails. Looking at St. Helens made me feel calm. I even thought a made-up character from a story was terrifying. But all that changed when Mount St. Helens erupted. The eruption knocked me off my feet. After a few minutes, the pyroelastic surge came. I have a terrible burn on my back from the pyroelastic surge. Now I am living in Seattle. I never want to go back to Cedar again. I'm still healing from the burn. I now think of red as my lucky color. If you would like to read Lauren Tarshish's book about me, there are some important words you will need to know. Number one, pyroelastic surge, a fiery wave of air that can kill people in a matter of seconds. When the pyroelastic surge erupted from the volcano, the villagers ran for their lives. Number two, plumes. A plume of smoke is a large column of smoke. Plumes of smoke came out of the volcano. Number three, wasteland, a barely habitable place. After the eruption, the forest was a giant wasteland. Here's a sneak peek preview of an exciting part of I Survived the Eruption of Mount St. Helens. Jess put the backpack on and followed the twins out of the cabin. They just stepped outside when Jess caught a whiff of a nasty smell. The boys smelled it too. Eddie, Sam chided, what did you do? It wasn't me, Eddie said, putting his hands over his face. They looked at Jess. I didn't do it. Ugh, Eddie said. It's like rotten eggs. Jess's heart stopped. Isn't that what sulfur gas smells like? She asked. Sulfur gas, like on Mount Pele. The reason I chose this part of the story was because it builds suspense.